RK Invest buys Circle, Coinbase, and Bullish into a falling market. Cathie Wood's RK Invest spent part of June 29, 2026, adding to a basket of crypto-linked stocks, even as the broader market sat in extreme fear. According to a Cointelegraph post, citing RK's daily trade disclosures, the firm bought 149,492 shares of Bullish, BLSH, 81,757 shares of Circle, CRCL, 45,164 shares of Coinbase, Coin, and 2,043 shares of Robinhood, HOOD, across its exchange-traded funds. The timing is the story. ARK was buying the companies that sit closest to crypto rails at a moment when retail sentiment had turned defensive. A purchase made against the tape, the buys landed in a weak tape. As of June 30, 2026, Bitcoin traded around $59,698, up 1.4% on the day, but down 6.79% over the prior 7 days. Ether sat near $1,586, up 2.31% on the day, but off 8.19% on the week. The Crypto Fear and Greed Index read 17, squarely in extreme fear territory. ARK has run this playbook before. Lean into names it already holds when prices fall, rather than chasing them on the way up. The four tickers it touched here are not random. Each is a publicly traded proxy for a different slice of the crypto economy, which is part of why the firm tends to treat dips as accumulation windows rather than exits. The four names mapped to four corners of crypto bullish is the exchange and financial services group that went public earlier and now trades as BLSH. Circle, the largest single position by share count in this round, issues USDC, the stablecoin that settles a large share of card and on-chain payments. Coinbase is the biggest U.S.-listed exchange and one of the most direct retail on-ramps into the asset class. Robinhood rounds out the group as a brokerage that has pushed deeper into crypto trading and tokenized assets. For anyone who spends crypto, Circle is the most relevant of the four. USDC is the default settlement asset behind much of the stablecoin spending that powers crypto cards, so the health of its issuer matters to the rails themselves, not just to equity holders. Coinbase is the second name with a direct consumer link, given it runs its own card program and remains a primary fiat gateway for new users. Institutional conviction meets retail fear. The gap between what ARK did and what the sentiment gauge says is the takeaway. A reading of 17 means most retail participants are fearful or selling. A fund manager adding to crypto equity positions in that environment is making the opposite bet. That the businesses behind crypto remain intact, even when token prices wobble. That divergence is not a prediction that prices have bottomed. ARK's daily trades are small relative to its total book, and a single day of buying is not a market call. It is closer to a signal of conviction in the underlying companies than a timing trade on Bitcoin. The firm has also trimmed crypto names on strength in the past, so the buying cuts both ways depending on the week. It is also worth separating the equities from the tokens. Owning Coinbase or Circle stock is a bet on the company's revenue, regulation, and execution. Holding the tokens or spending stablecoins through a card is exposure to the assets themselves. The two can move together, but they are different risks. A stock can fall on an earnings miss while the underlying network keeps running, and a token can drop while the issuer's business stays profitable. For spenders, the mechanics stay the same. For people who use crypto to spend rather than trade, this disclosure changes nothing about day-to-day mechanics. USDC still settles the same way, and Coinbase's consumer products work as before. The signal value is sentiment, a well-known manager treating a fearful market as a buying opportunity in the infrastructure layer. If anything, the episode is a reminder to separate price noise from rail risk. A 7% weekly drawdown in Bitcoin does not change how a stablecoin card authorizes a transaction. Custodial exposure, FX spreads, and issuer solvency are the risks that actually affect spenders, and those are governed by the company's fundamentals, not by a single day's fear and greed reading.